This episode is sponsored by Virtue Coffee Company. Are you searching for a way to elevate your morning routine? Virtue Coffee Company is on a mission to empower individuals on their journey to a more virtuous life. They source only the finest beans, ensuring each cup is a taste of excellence. The beans are roasted and shipped on the same day, guaranteeing you the freshest and most flavorful experience with every sip. As a Catholic-owned business, they combine the rich traditions of coffee and faith. It's about more than just caffeine fix. It's a time for reflection and meditation. Order today at virtuecoffeecompany.com and embark on a flavorful journey from ground to greatness.
Hey everyone, welcome to Conversations with Jackie and Bobby. My name is Jackie, I'm one of your hosts, and today I'm interviewing Taylor O'Brien about her new platform, Candid, which is a, how would I say it?
It's a dating platform.
It's a dating platform, like a speed dating platform for Catholics. Awesome. So for those of you watching, the sun is like going in and out of clouds and it's crazy. But for those of you listening, that doesn't even matter.
Yeah, you can't see.
I know. But for those of you on Instagram, I polled or asked you guys, ask us some questions. So we have a bunch of questions on dating. However, there were so many that I told Bobby, we need to just do another episode to answer the rest of the questions. But Taylor's going to talk about the platform, and then we're going to answer some of your questions that you had that especially pertain to dating and apps and all that fun stuff. So Taylor, tell us about yourself. Tell us your story. Where are you from? Who are you?
My name is Taylor O'Brien. I am from the DFW area where we are now. I was raised Catholic. My dad was a football coach. My mom is a teacher. So come from a family of educators with a big football background. Like I said, this is home. Grew up, my mom's side of the family was Catholic. My dad's side was not. And so I grew up in a really beautiful home of with a really beautiful example of love from my mom. We got our faith, and she was so strong, and she was a teacher, and my dad was right there next to her as the enforcer, and a lot of things that I think you look back on when you get older, but that played such a huge role in my faith life, was to see a love like that. And although my dad wasn't Catholic until 20 years after they got married, so he converted the year that I got confirmed. To see him honor my mom and love her and let her raise us in the faith and be there. You know, I know there was things that he didn't necessarily always agree with, obviously, because he would have been Catholic right then. But to see him honor her and his commitment to letting her raise us Catholic was such a beautiful testament to love and something that really impacted me at a young age. And so we grew up in adoration, we grew up praying for his conversion, and just seeing my mom and the way that she loved him, and it was beautiful. So that made a really big impact on me from a young age. And I grew up in a really Protestant area, so thinking back, I'm the only Catholic. I don't remember any others.
Really?
And so I'm grateful for that now, though, because you had to love your faith and had to learn how to answer and how to defend. And now there's, I'm sure, a few conversations I would love to be a little bit more graceful than I did back then. But I'm grateful that I had to dig in, and my mom taught me a lot of that too. So very grateful for my upbringing. I went to college out in Lubbock, Texas at Texas Tech, and I worked in football. I did recruiting and operations. So big athletics girl, big athletics background. But that college football, I like to say, is a black hole. So you work 7 days a week with no end in sight. And that is so great if that's what you're passionate about. And it was what I was passionate about until I knew that I wanted to start a family. And that was going to be the end of that for me. So after that, I came back here, and that is where I met my husband. We met at a football camp.
Shocker.
Yeah, I know. It's a big theme here, big theme.
What were you doing there?
Watching my little brother. So he was his quarterback trainer.
Oh, hey.
And yeah, I guess we had been
You're like, who's that?
I know, yeah. He's the best. He came up to me. I guess he saw me. My party trick is like throwing a football, right? I'm a coach's kid.
So if I can outthrow you. You know how to throw a football.
Yeah, if I can outthrow you, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
So I was just playing with my dad.
If I can outthrow you. That was kind of like if my husband can't carry me. Because I'm a big girl. I'm an athletic big girl. I'm like 5'10". I'm like, if he can't carry me, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not.
I can't feel like I'm ginormous.
We all have our things. So he came up and he was cleaning up after the camp, which I was like, okay, some virtue to that, you know? Yeah, and he's like, can I please take your trash? And I was like, yeah, you can.
How long did you stick around? You're like, I'm just staying around.
I did. It was kind of funny. I kind of made him try to make him chase me a little bit. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to stand, but I'm going to hurry to my car, but I'll walk slow.
So what happened? Did he like say, hey?
Actually, I did leave. Not because I didn't want to talk to him, but just because I was like,
it's getting awkward.
Yeah, like, I have to go. I've got to go. Anyway, so he did reach out, and he's never done this, so he doesn't like this part, I don't think, but he reached out via Instagram and was like, hey, didn't catch your number. Would love to take you out. So we went and got pizza and dated through the fall, which we both work now, and we're both in athletics. He's a coach. I'm in athletic operations. So the fall was a slow burn. Football season, there's long days, long nights. So
it's hard to go on a date so long because it's kind of a crazy time of year. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that was that.
How long did you date for before he proposed?
I love it so much. A year. So we met in July and we got engaged that following July.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. He's okay, cool. All right. So you are passionate about dating. And when I met you, so by the way, I just met Taylor, what, like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Two weeks ago. And you came up to me and you said you have this platform. And I was like, I am passionate about getting good single people together. Yes. I have game nights at my house to set up my friends. One of them has been successful. One has recently they got engaged. I'm like, yes, I have one. I have one. I am very passionate about breaking up the people who shouldn't be together and getting together.
It needs to be done.
I want to be like the Catholic, like you, like we just love getting the right people together because I want holy marriages, or God wants holy marriages, right? Okay. So you created this platform called Candid.
Yes.
And you were starting to tell, I want you to tell everybody, what is this?
Okay.
And why are you passionate about it? How'd you come about it? All this stuff. So tell us everything.
So whenever we came out of COVID, I had gone through a breakup and ended engagement.
Oh, wow.
And the engagement ended because he was not Catholic and was not going to agree to raise the kids completely in the faith. And while that is completely in his rights, I knew that I could not stand before God and everybody in our church and say our vows that I would give myself freely, fully, fruitfully, and faithfully, because I knew that we were holding something back, or that I was going to have to hold something back.
And for the people who just heard you talk about your dad wasn't Catholic, but there's a huge difference.
Oh my gosh.
In someone,
I got chills. Keep
in
going.
Someone being open.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause people are like, can I marry someone who's not Catholic? Now the question is there a goal to get your kids to heaven? Because so often we think just about our chemistry, like the chemistry between you and the guy or the guy and the girl. But we don't think about one of the things you're saying when you get married is, I'm going to help get these kids to heaven. So people are like, can I date an atheist? I'm like, well, they don't even believe in heaven.
Right.
And so you want to be on the same page. There's a huge difference in marrying someone who is absolutely open to the Catholic faith 100%. Versus somebody who is not. Now, I don't, people are like, don't flirt to convert, right? Like,
oh my gosh, don't. Because me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd say I'd flirt to convert, but I was just like it.
I can convert them, right? I can get them to, but that doesn't work. So the goal is you're on the same page spiritually. Mm-hmm. So there's a huge difference between marrying someone who is open to your faith and you're like, this is the person, this is the one I know, and I'm going to love them where they are, but they're definitely open to raising the kids Catholic and in my faith. But obviously it is the best thing is for you to be absolutely on the same page. You're running the race 100%. Together. You're not dragging them along in your faith. Yeah. Cause you could date Catholics who are like that too. I dated Catholics who I was like, I feel like I'm dragging them the whole time. Faith. Okay. Sorry. Yeah.
It's true. I'm so passionate about that as well. And I talk about that on Candid Communion often, which is where the name Candid came from. But I'm so passionate about that because we box ourselves and everyone else so often. And the point of Candid is to take us all out of those boxes. So I did a lot of healing up through COVID. And like I said, I was raised in a kind of a Protestant area. So as far as my family and Adoration Chapel, I didn't feel like I needed anybody. Because I was like, I got this on my own. It's me and Jesus. And I didn't need community. I had it. I had everything I needed. And so when we got out of COVID and I kind of felt whole, I craved that. I was like, Lord, show me. There has to be more women like me. I had just like gotten out of this engagement. I felt like I was fighting against the culture, which I loved. And I was like, Lord, there has to be other women who want the same things, want to live their life in the world, not shut off, but like truly in the world and for you. And I said, so show me those women, Lord. And so we stumbled, somehow we got to Canada Communion, which was this awesome platform. And I've made so many friends and it's been the most incredible thing. I'm so grateful for it. But the common theme was dating and where are the men? And men slowly started to find my page and say, you know, where are you and your friends hanging out? Like, yeah. Where are all the women?
The lady's like, where are the men? And the men are like, where are the
exactly.
ladies?
Exactly. And it was so funny to me because, and sometimes the same day, like back-to-back messages. Anyway, so I thought, okay, let's take all of us, well, all of you, because I had just also met Logan right after this. So it was confusing to me. I was like, Lord, wait, I wanted to find all these strong single women and you sent me my knight in shining armor. And he's incredible, but my single women, those are my people. Like I just have such a heart for them and I want to fight with them and be with them. Anyway, so I thought let's put everyone in the same room virtually because we were just out of COVID. So everyone, some states were still shut down, some weren't. And so we had took some submissions, had people tell us a little bit about themselves and hand paired everyone together. And we had three little nights that everyone dated each other and it was really fun. It was awesome. Actually, my business partner, he came over and we were doing the matching and he was single at the time and he said, okay, I'm going to cover all these names and match for myself now. And I was like, okay. So he did that and he got down to the last woman and he uncovered her name and he said, I've met her. I met her the other night briefly at a party. And I was like, that's great. I'll match you up and you can date her. He's like, no. I have to ask her out. And I said, no, you really don't. Like, you can wait 2 more weeks. Like, you don't have to do it right now. And he said, no, we're going to go out. So they ended up dating, going out on a date. Both of them dropped out of our event. They got married and their first baby is due in 3 weeks.
Oh my God.
So that was a fun start to all of this. So yeah, we had these events and, so eventually it was him and I, she brought on board because, you know, they're married now. Yeah. So it was the three of us and, we started working on this, platform that we could do this over and over again for as many people as we wanted. We didn't have to have any limits. We still haven't served all of the people who signed up the very first time. So we're really excited to get this back into the hands of everyone.
So essentially it is a speed dating platform.
Yes.
Where, okay, so people submit their profiles.
Correct.
Okay, so imagine I submit a profile.
Which to us.
Not me because I'm married, okay?
Right, not you. Sorry, boys over there.
Okay, so submit a profile to you guys, and then what do you guys do?
So we take all of the information that you give us and put it in the computer and a little bit of us behind the scenes, and we match you with people that you would be somewhat compatible with.
Okay.
And then you sign up for an event, and when the event comes, you join, and you are set for 5 minutes, 5 to 6 minutes, to meet each of these people that you've been matched with.
How many people do you
Five to six people.
5 to 6 people per event.
For 5 minutes, yes.
Okay.
You don't have a profile, and we can talk about modern dating apps later, but you don't have time to stalk them. You don't have to find out what their mother is like. You don't have time to plan your wedding. You have to sit there. And this is the part that really excites me because I think this is when I had success in my own life. And say to yourself, for 5 minutes, for 6 minutes, I am going to be a gift to this person. And I'm going to receive the person that's across from me. And I'm going to learn how to receive them and who they are right in this moment. Not who they could be for me, not who they were 10 years ago. Like, we are going to have an interaction and share each other with each other.
And this is a Catholic app, so you know.
Yeah, we passed all that.
Yeah.
They're Catholic.
You're Catholic. Okay. So you get about 5 to 6 mm-hmm. minutes with each person. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the session.
At the end of the session.
Okay, because I had asked you, I was like, yes. So do they be like, I want your number. Can I have it?
I mean, can I have
so your number? Yeah, we're going to have your number. My little croissant. Okay, so.
Exactly.
So what happens at the end of the session? Because so I love this.
At the end of the session, you get a little pop-up. And it simply says, and this is all, I believe this is all you should ask yourself after a first date. Anyway, do I want to continue the conversation?
Yes, that's you a great answer question.
That, yes or no?
Not do I think I'm going to marry them right now?
Exactly.
Do I want to continue?
Do I want to go to their hometown tomorrow?
And guess what? You could, okay. There are people,
yes.
Even your own sex, like for friendships, mm-hmm. after a few minutes, you know, like, this is a person I want to be friends
yes.
with.
Yes.
This is a person I don't want to be friends
right.
with. Like, I don't think we're, like, literally, yeah. there are people in your life. So when people say, how do I know if the guy is the one? I'm like, well, there are women in your life who are life-giving and life-sucking.
Facts.
Right?
Yeah.
Who, and there are people you're like, I want to be friends with that person. There's other people like, I love them. Don't necessarily want to
exactly.
hang out with them all yes. the time. And that's how, even when it comes to marriage mm-hmm. and dating, mm-hmm. you're going to probably know within 6 minutes, like, oh, I really enjoyed, I want to continue the conversation. Right. And then there's other people you're like, great person. Yeah. Maybe want to set them up with a friend of mine. I had exactly. that actually happen.
Yeah.
It's like, this person's great. Not for me,
right?
But for my friend, and they actually married one of my friends, which is great.
And you were so right.
Oh,
there's two.
You can see like they're great, but not for me.
Right.
So I like that. Do you want to continue the conversation? Okay, so
that's it.
You can say yes, and guess what happens? So after you have your speed dating with like 6 people, mm-hmm. at the end, mm-hmm. if you both said yes,
yes.
Okay, now what if you said yes to a couple of them, and they said yes, a couple of them said yes to you.
You both say yes.
Okay, you'd both say yes. So at the end of your that whole event.
At the end of the event.
It would show you like you have 3 people who
are. Yeah, it'll say, here are your matches.
And here are your matches,
you
okay.
You get to see your little faces come together with the heart.
And then what happens?
And then you are sent to a chat room.
Okay.
That, I say chat room, a room virtually with people's faces that you can then have access to message them.
Okay.
So for a short period of time. After that period of time is over, your match disappears. So
how long is that period of time?
It's right now it's 48 hours. It will be shortened.
Because the point is
yes.
your whole thing was we don't want to keep them on the platform.
Yeah, we're not doing the messaging back and forth or like I'm bored, so I'm gonna go see what they're doing on Bumble. You know, those types of apps that let you just endlessly back and forth and ping pong.
The whole point is you give them 48 hours so you can actually be like, can we go on a date?
Yes.
Yeah. In person.
Mm-hmm.
To coffee or whatever.
Right.
By the way, did you just see passed around on TikTok or social media. I saw it on Twitter, is that there were women who are like, these are the top 20 places I will not go on a first date.
No.
It was so sad because I'm like, men do not look for that kind of woman. Like, please,
no.
if she cannot go on a first date to coffee. Like,
no.
The whole point is to get to know someone.
Yes,
they were kind of like, you need to spend hundreds of dollars on me, whatever.
On
I was
a
like,
first date?
Yeah, it was like, no Applebee's, no bowling. I'm like, I love bowling.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Any competition. Let's do it.
Yeah, fun like competition because you see how competitive
Absolutely.
Someone is. So guys, if there's a girl that says that, like, don't take me this place. You don't want that kind of woman in a marriage. Trust me, it's gonna be expensive.
It's gonna make things hard.
Well, and you know where someone's priorities are.
Absolutely.
They even said like, don't take me to church. Don't take me. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, I was having Logan sneak into churches with me. I'm not kidding. I was like, hey, you see that? It's the Shrine now. Our Lady of Guadalupe that's in Dallas. It's about to be the Shrine.
Awesome.
We snuck in, and by snuck in, I mean someone finally entered the door.
Yeah.
But
so you're like, we can go to church.
Yeah, okay. We got it. Okay.
So awesome. So the whole point of this platform is you want to get them off the platform.
Yes.
Unlike so many of the dating apps
right.
today that keep you just messaging back and forth. This is like, take them on a date.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Our goal is to introduce you to someone that you haven't met and to I want to reshape the mind. Like as Catholics, as we talked about before, we should be dominating the dating game. Like our relationship should be thriving. We should have no problem. We have the theology of the body. We have the fullness of faith. We have the sacraments. We have all the tools that we need to be blowing all these other denominations or faith, traditions, whatever.
Out of the water. Yeah.
We should. And we aren't right now, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I think that we have put such boxes around ourselves and these holy beautiful goals that we have and desires that we have, they're so beautiful. And the that we want to have holy marriages, and we want our husband to remind us of Saint Joseph. Like, these are all beautiful things, and I support you. But let's do the groundwork first. Like, let's make sure that we can have a conversation.
Yeah.
And let's give each other a chance.
Meaning, like, we don't box them out of the location necessarily, because that some people are like, I only will date or marry somebody in my town. It's like, okay.
Very passionate about that.
Here's the truth.
Tell them the truth.
I'm going to tell you the truth right now. I'm going to tell you the truth is that because there are less and less people who are solid Catholics,
yes,
who love Jesus, your pool is getting very small, people. I'm just saying, the pool of people who are on fire for God, who want a Catholic marriage, is it's getting smaller and smaller, yes. Which means, now, because back in the day, it could be like your whole neighborhood
could
be in love with Jesus.
Absolutely.
And you could find someone in your neighborhood, your own village, whatever. But now that is not the case. You might have to look. I mean, I found my husband across the country.
Yeah.
My friend Emily Wilson found hers across the world.
Right.
Like Daniel was in the Netherlands. She's in California. It's like, you might have to look far and wide because there are less and less people in this culture who are going to be on fire. So this helps that.
Yes.
This is going to help because one of the questions was like, what if I live in a rural area? By the way, I hate the word rural.
Rural.
It's a terrible word. The rural juror. Okay. In rural areas, what do you do? Well, this allows you to come to Candid, speed date, right? You can sign up for endless events.
Yeah.
Like you could keep signing up for events.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
So that's the way. Once you log in, you see the events that are coming up.
Okay.
And you can book an event based on your availability.
Okay. But you also can do a radius. Like, I only want to do an event with people
in my region. Yeah.
In my region. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because that is understandable, for
sure. Yeah, definitely. Some people, like we talked about, some people are very passionate about that. I would challenge you to have a bit of an open mind.
I would challenge it, too, because people will move.
Yeah.
When you are in love.
So true.
When you are in love, you meet the person that you're going to marry.
So true.
I mean, Bobby was like, I'm driving across the country for this woman. Because I'm worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, I am.
You are.
But he is, too. I would have driven across the country, too, because that when you fall in love and you're like, this is the person, you will move. You know what I mean? So
yeah, it doesn't matter.
Anyways. Okay. All right. Tell me, what else about the app do you want people to know, or this platform?
I'm really excited about it. I'm excited that, first of all, we have a baby on the way. So we have, Nathan and Mariana. Oh my gosh. We don't. Sorry. Ooh. Not that I know of.
Oh, Lord of mercy. Okay. All right. I started sweating.
Sorry.
Right.
Drop that
I'm
right
really
here.
I'm really excited. Okay.
You.
Okay. A baby on the way.
We have a candid baby.
A candid baby.
And our first candid baby.
I'm sweating. All right. Okay.
Me too.
Keep going. Huh? Take a drink of water here. Okay.
It's all good. I think it, like I said, my goal is to introduce you to people that you wouldn't have otherwise met that are Catholic and already have the same views and values as you. And two is to just open your mind and train yourself, like I said, to see someone for who they are in that moment. And I think not necessarily by choice, but with the culture and the way that things are, we do subconsciously put labels on people.
Yeah. And you guys, this isn't completely random. Like, you guys help match them up.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Yeah.
Because that's what I love. I mean, I love
so
doing that. Like, oh, you guys would be great together. Yeah. You have similar interests. You have similar, like, maybe complementary temperaments, all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Okay, good. So you guys do some of the work, too, on that back end to actually try to set them up with people that you think would be good
be
for
compatible.
Them.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Do you want to answer some of the questions people had?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. How do you know someone is the one? Okay. Now, people say, is there such a thing as the one? This is what I would say.
All the disclaimers.
If you're only going to marry one person, then
true.
No, I have friends who their spouses passed away and they got married to another person who was the one, right? So it's like, okay, what does that mean? It means like the person that God is calling you to marry.
Right.
How do you know you have met the person God is calling you to marry? So I'm going to ask you and then I'll answer. So how did you know your spouse was the guy?
There
How'd you know?
Was an undeniable, unshakable peace.
There was a peace.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Especially because I had been through something prior, you know, I had almost done it before. And I'm so grateful that I didn't, but, I just remember thinking first of all, people hate it when you say, when you know, you know, and I hated it too as a single
person. I know
person.
You hate
it's
when they say,
so
you know,
so I
but
get
let
it.
Let me tell you, you do,
you just know.
How far into your dating relationship did you know?
I think I knew before, but I admitted it to myself New Year's Eve. We talk about it all the time. It was like, time froze. And I was like, there he is.
Okay.
He's my husband.
That's so for him. A few months, and you guys were kind of busy too with that the fall season, so you knew.
It was a few months in.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was just an undeniable peace. And then when I would pray about it, I would just get peace.
Yeah, you felt peace.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was really great. And I thought, Lord, I don't ever want this peace to go away. And it hasn't. So
I would say those are the two fruits of the spirit that are present are peace and joy.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Okay. Because some people are life giving, some people are life sucking. So the person you're going to marry should give, there should be joy That's when you're with them, advice. Right? You, mm-hmm. you shouldn't be, the life shouldn't be sucked out of you.
No.
You feel horrible about yourself. So I heard a nun say how she knew that she was called to be with an order. She said, I felt home.
Mm-hmm.
Now for some people, the word home, some people, the word home doesn't equal what we think of home, but you should feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
You should feel at peace. You should feel like I can be myself. Yes. I think that's what home means. Like, whoa, I feel like I can actually be myself. I don't have to pretend to be someone else.
True.
Because there are times if we're dating somebody that's not the one, you feel like I have to be this for them.
Yes.
I have to change who I am. I'm I can't be funny like this. I can't have the sense of humor. I can't be holy like this.
Yes.
Like there were times I felt like I'm too goofy for this guy.
Yeah.
Or they think I'm not a nun. Like, no, I need a guy who is on the same page, who loves me. And when I met Bobby, it was like, whoa,
mm-hmm.
we actually have the same dumb sense of humor.
Yeah.
Like we both love Jesus. Like he was discerning being a priest. I discerned being a nun. And I literally, in my prayer, I was like, God, if I could be a nun and I'm not called to be one, I need a guy who could be a priest, but it's not called to be one.
Right.
Like I need a guy who's on the same page.
Right. Absolutely.
And so you feel at home, you feel peace and joy. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be someone you're not.
Mm.
And you feel like you're loved for you.
Yes.
It's like your best friend.
Yeah.
Right? There are people, I said that earlier, like why there are certain people who are your best friends is because you can be just yourself and they love you for you.
Yes.
Right?
And celebrate you. And I felt so protected too. And like everything about me was elevated by him. And I loved that. And one thing too, I'll say, I didn't love him for the way he made me feel. Like he does this for me. And, I love that when I'm around him, I am this way.
Yeah. You were in love with the reality of him.
Yes. And he's a flawed human and I loved his flaws. I still do. He's the most amazing man I've ever met. But I noticed that it wasn't about what he was doing for me or made me feel or what holes he filled.
Boom. Yes.
It was him.
Yeah.
Like Bobby's whole man.
Yep. Yep. Bobby's spiritual director said, make sure you're in love with the reality more than the romance.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, are you in love with the idea of her or are you in love with her? Because there's a difference. Some of us are just in love with love. We love how we feel when we're in a relationship. Yeah. It's not about that. It's about, are you actually in love with the person, not just the idea of them?
Right.
Okay. That's
Love that.
All right. So someone's asked, is it okay to use dating apps? I tried to use one and filtered on Catholic and it did not work out. So what? Obviously, you got opinions on this.
I have many opinions.
All right, tell us. Tell us your opinion.
I won't diss any dating apps, right? Like, people find their person on there and that works for them.
Yeah, we know people who've gotten married.
Yeah, so that's great. Yeah. However, like you were saying, I think the more the world turns, the slimmer that is. I think that I know people from my own experiences that put the Catholic filter on and they just thought it would give them more women to choose from if they included that, you know? So I would say you can go for that if you want, or you can come somewhere where people are vetted in a sense of they're here because they desire a holy Catholic marriage.
You're like the millionaire matchmaker, but the Catholic matchmaker, which
Thank
is,
you.
I love,
compliment.
I seriously
you.
Want
to take that in.
Can we do a Netflix show where we are the Catholic matchmakers? They have the Indian matchmaker.
Yes. Okay. We sometimes
I've watched it
for inspiration.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm like, I want to be the Catholic. We can.
Yes.
Let's
we're
have
doing it.
Netflix. Show.
We have a we have a whole blueprint for it. So if you want to just jump in, we can make it happen.
Where you vet people. Okay. Yeah. So there's obviously I love Catholic Match because I've had a lot of friends get married off there. But yeah, when you go to all these other apps though, and you're filtering for just the Catholic, it can be rough.
It can mean I was raised Catholic, but
I
count. But I went to Catholic school, but.
My friend shows me screenshots of all the filtered Catholic guys.
Oh, man.
It is. She's like, this is why I'm still single.
It's rough out
this
there.
Is my album of why I'm still single. And it is rough.
Yeah.
It is really
and
rough.
And I get it. And like I said, like, I want to fight the fight with you. I was a single for so long, or at least I felt like it, especially between relationships, and I want to help you.
Oh,
like,
me too.
I'm in with you, girl.
Ladies, we want to help you. Yeah. Gentlemen, listen to this podcast. We want to help you have good marriages.
You are great, men. Catholic men, you are awesome.
Speaking of men, a guy said, is 37 too old for a man to start dating or to find? I'm like, no, dude, we
Why
need
would
you.
It be? Yeah, come on. I have like 10 women lined up for you.
I know. Actually, okay, here's a call to the ladies and gentlemen. Ladies, we need your brothers who are good men. Bring we need them. Your cousins who are good. All the men that you're not going to date, but are good men that like even the good guy friends who you're like, this is an amazing guy friend. I'm not attracted to him. He's for someone else. Yeah. We need you,
he
ladies.
He is for someone else.
He is for
he's
someone
not for,
else.
He's, don't be selfish.
Yeah, yeah.
He is for someone else.
We need you to tell these men, like all these good men in your lives about this as well. Because you need, we have so many good women. We need, and there are good men out there too. Yeah. So like this guy saying is 37 too old. Of course not. Like I have women, I have friends who are in their late 30s, in their 40s. I have friends in their 50s. I had two friends, praise the Lord. One is in their late 40s. One is in their early 50s. They just got engaged for the first time.
That's amazing. That
and I was
chills.
Reading.
That's amazing.
I was reading in the Psalms. It was
you
like,
go, girl.
Wait on the Lord. Amen. And I was like, they waited on the Lord. Because the other option is that you don't wait on the Lord. And you grasp at someone because you're lonely, you're afraid, you're scared, you just want to be taken care of, whatever.
Yes.
So I'm like, they waited on God's timing.
Yes.
Because some people will find the one when they're 20.
They will.
Like my friends, the Swaffords, they got married. Okay. They found when they were young. Praise God. I didn't meet Bobby till I was in my late 20s.
Yeah. I was 28.
Yeah.
And I remember I have this, my friends laugh at this, but I have this vivid picture at our wedding. We were dancing at our reception. And I remember the exact, like I could paint it as a portrait that the Lord spoke to me. And he said, Taylor, a day sooner would have been too soon. Mm. And tomorrow would have been too late. Like you are exactly where I've called you to be. And that like makes me want to cry sometimes just because thank you, Lord. Like I'm so grateful.
His timing.
I am so grateful. And I can't even imagine.
I say the same thing about Bobby. Like had I met Bobby when we were in college, we would not have been on the same page. Like we needed to go through the things we went through to be where God wanted us to be. And it was just right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Someone said, I've got slim pickings in my city. What do I do? Now, they could be right. Sure. They could be right. Now, some of the people I've met live in the middle of like Montana. And there's like, there are five of us Catholics.
Yep. Here we are. We're all there.
But you could be from a place like for me, I've been from Orange County. There's a lot of Catholics. But just in years, I was like, I don't know if my future husband's in my city.
Right.
He wasn't. He was all right across country in St. Petersburg, Florida. So if there are some pickings in your city, look at you. You've created this platform.
I'm going to solve your problem.
You're going to solve the problem. Yeah. Sign up now, girls, ladies, and gentlemen. We need the good Catholic ladies and the good Catholic men to sign up.
Yep.
So you can speed date.
Yeah.
Check and see. And see. So they don't need to be in your city. You could set the limit.
Yeah, you can. And it's funny too, because we get messages sometimes and it's like, when are you coming to Europe? I mean, there's not a, like, because whenever you sign up, there's state, like you can click on your state.
Oh.
There's nothing for Canada and Europe. I'm like, guys, wait, we're coming to you.
You're going to come.
We're coming.
You're working on it.
We're working on it. We just got to get.
You're just starting.
Situated.
Yeah. You're just starting this out. When do you guys launch, by the way? Like, when does this?
We launched our platforms, meaning like our social media, to keep people updated on that. We have finished our testing internally and with our parents and best friends. So,
you've like tried this on them. Like, okay, I need you guys to go on a speed dating thing for
Works. Yeah. I dated my dad. Dated my dad the other day.
Went on a date with my dad. Yeah. That's cute.
Yes. So today, actually, we put out a call for anyone who wants to test it, who will actually be using it.
Awesome.
So I'm really excited about that because at the end of the day, it is for you singles.
Okay.
And I want to know what you think. I want to know what would make your experience better.
Your feedback,
I want to know if your microphone didn't work. I want to know all these things. Tell me because your success is my success. Like I this is for you. I want to serve you.
Okay. So where can they follow you to get updates?
Candid_dating.
Okay. Candid_dating. Okay. Yes. We're going to put all this in the show notes.
Thank you.
Your app. And then can the app or the platform, is it just a website or what?
Right now it's a website.
It's a website. Okay.
Coming to an Apple store near you.
Okay. App store. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Next question is how do I turn someone down charitably? Now, what I love, because I was asking you, like, at the end of the 6 minutes, do you have to say, can I have your number? And you say, no, I'm sorry. I love that it's a pop-up. It says, do you want to continue? So you,
For those who are really afraid of turning someone down face to face.
It's a great skill to have, but it I is understand. A great,
yeah, yeah. So, for those of you who are maybe on a date already and they say, can I take you on another date? I had a guy friend tell me this and I put it into practice. It was pre-Bobby.
Okay. Okay,
he said, if a guy asks you on another date and you don't want to go and you don't want to lead them on, which hopefully that's the hard part. We need to work on not leading people on. I had to work on it. Okay. Yep. He said, say thank you, but I won't be going on any further dates with you.
Okay.
Now, I actually practiced that and did that because I had a guy who was like, could I take you on a further date? And I said, I had a great time. But in my head, like literally as we were on this date, I'm like thinking, this is a great Catholic guy.
Yeah.
Not for me. But for a friend, I literally was like, this guy will be great for a friend of mine. And he said, is there anything I did wrong? I was like, no, you're a perfect gentleman. Mm-hmm. I just don't see it. And he said, well, thank you. He's like, although I wish it was a different response, like, thank you for being honest.
Yes.
And direct. Yeah. Like, I won't be going on any further dates. Right.
Yes.
So
damage the man's ego.
So ladies and gentlemen, the whole ghosting thing, the whole
Stop it,
especially if you come from like a non-conflict upbringing, like me.
Okay.
We don't like conflict. You just have to say, Holy Spirit, give me the courage to just say thank you, but no thank you.
1, 2, 3, go.
Ooh, it is difficult, but you can do it. So you turn out someone cheerily, like, thank you so much. I don't.
And when you look at it from the perspective of...
have any interest in the future. Like, I don't see it working out between us. I don't want to go any further dates. I'm trying to think, how are other ways you could turn someone down? Thank you, but no.
What would be one of my... Thank you, but no. I'm sure that's come out before.
Thank you, but no. No, thank you.
Thank you, but I think this probably isn't going
to
work.
Yeah, and it's not you. Like, it's always hard to be rejected. I feel like that's we always like, what did I do? There's something wrong with me. Yeah. No, you're just not the person.
No. And if you look at it with the numbers, right, you're going to date way more people than you're going to marry. You're going to marry one, hopefully, right?
Right.
So when you look at it from that perspective, you're just on to the next, and so are they.
You're getting to know somebody in dating. Okay. Yeah. Someone said or asked, should I look for the right person or should I wait for him? And I would say both.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll say that with you.
Both, right? Okay, so tell me what you think when someone asks that.
Yeah, I think that it's nice to think that the Lord will just drop a man in our lap or a woman whenever that time is ready and we can just sit there and wait.
But not be proactive about
it. Right. Okay. But there's also such so many lessons to be learned about dating. And even and failed relationships. People. Yes. Yeah. Like discerning out of a relationship is still success.
Yeah.
So.
Even your whole speed dating thing. You're learning how to just ask people questions.
Right. Yeah.
Like you're learning how to have good small talk, which by the way, I was taught in high school in my leadership class. Like
there you go.
Good questions to ask for small talk. But people don't even know how to do that anymore.
Right.
Because of social media. Yes. We don't even know how to talk to people we've never met. Yes. How to make friends. So it's a good practice.
Yeah. And coming out of yourself for a second and focusing like not what, like I've said, what you're doing for me, but how I can be a joy to you as well.
And just even getting to know someone.
Yeah.
Right. Even if they're not the person you're called to marry.
And
it's
maybe
great to
they
know
have
people.
A hot brother. Honestly. Like,
maybe,
how do you
maybe
know?
They have a twin.
They might. You
whose
don't
personality
know.
Maybe meshes with yours better.
Yes. Maybe. Never. Just never count anybody out. Gosh. Or they could hire you for your job. You know, like, I don't know.
You're just meeting people.
Like, who knows?
Which really is what dating is. Dating isn't, hey, we're going to make out on the first date.
Sure,
dating
no.
is just getting to know somebody.
Yes. Let's take the pressure off.
Yes. Take the pressure off people. Actually, a really good documentary is the dating... Oh my gosh, I'm totally blind. The Dating Project. The Dating Project is a really good documentary.
I haven't seen that one.
A Boston College professor who has her students practice dating.
That's
asking someone out on a date, take them to coffee. And she's like, it should be no longer than an hour the first time.
Right.
And then as you get to know, just go on dates. And then when you want to be exclusive, then you can be like, hey, I would love for you to meet my boyfriend, my girlfriend, whatever it is, you know. Okay, cool. All right, so should I look for the right person or should I wait for him? I would say both. Be proactive. Again, God's not just... Sometimes God drops a person in your lap.
Yeah, some of you out there, he's done that for.
But somebody asked, like, what are your dating apps thoughts? Is it a necessary evil? And I would say what we were talking about this, because of the pool of people who love Jesus, who are Catholic, who are solidly Catholic, is getting so much smaller. Mm-hmm. Our culture is getting more and more atheistic or just none. Mm-hmm. You might have to be a little more proactive.
Yeah.
they're not just going to be your next door neighbor like it used right. to be.
Yeah.
You might not go to school with them like it, you know, mm-hmm. it might not, like back then, I'm sure there were more high school sweethearts because yeah. there were a lot more people who had your values.
Right.
Way more people who had your values than today. So it might be a necessary thing to be like, yeah. I'm going to go on Candid and sign up.
See what's out there.
I love it.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. Are there any other things we should know? Any other thoughts?
I'm excited. I would just challenge everyone to have an open mind and to take it for what it is. Just experience it for what it is.
Okay.
And that would be my challenge to all the singles out there.
Yeah. And we are looking for you, friends. We are looking for you. I'm coming always
to find you.
Eyes are open for my friends who yes. are single because I want them to have holy marriages yes. and just be
Me
a
too.
Light. Yeah.
The desires are so beautiful. That's the thing. And like,
yeah.
We've been married almost 2 years now. So not too long that I still feel that like just desire.
Yeah.
And it's real and it's beautiful. And I just, another thing too, that gives me confidence about Candid is there's been so many times where I've been like, Lord, where are we going next? I have no idea. And then something will just come together that shouldn't have come together. Mm. I'm like, okay, you're with us. Like I am, like I said, I work in athletics. I have a football background. Tech is not my expertise. And so for me to be able to come this far with a virtual platform to give to people has to have the Lord in it somewhere. Because
yeah. And God's bringing people to help you.
Yeah. Yeah. That. It's been incredible. So.
Okay. So where can people go to create a profile on Candid?
If you go to Candid_dating on
Instagram?
YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, anywhere, it will take you to the link for you to sign up for right now to sign up for our wait list. When this airs, maybe still our wait list, or we could be launched at least in the Dallas area. So
cool.
If you're in the Dallas area, we're starting with you.
Okay.
We're starting with you.
And then, yeah, to go nationwide for events to do speed dating. Awesome. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much,
Thank you.
2 weeks ago, we're like, hey, and I'm like, you're going to be on the podcast.
I said, hey, you don't know me, but.
I don't know you, but you're awesome. And it was like speed dating for friends.
I know.
We're
it was
like,
great.
I need to have you on the podcast. We love the same. We're both passionate about our single friends. Thank you guys for watching, for listening. Thank you for supporting us on Patreon. Just a reminder, anyone through November who supports us on Patreon, you're going to get a free book from Bobby for his new book about gaming and the virtuous life. Yeah. So,
I heard about it. That's awesome.
Yeah. So if they sign up on Patreon, Bobby's going to ship out a book to you.
That's
so
awesome.
Thank you guys for your support. Thanks for watching, listening. We will see you next time.
Yay.